Philadelphia GOP alleges dead people voted in Pennsylvania. By John Binder on November 7, 2020. The Republican Party in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is alleging that hundreds of dead people voted in the presidential election. In a post on Saturday evening, the Philadelphia GOP said it found on the state's website that at least 840 dead people voted in the election. The site details when a voter sent in his ballot and when it was tabulated. At least 840 voters listed on the state's website as having cast ballots in the election are 101 years old or older. At least 39 of those voters were so old they would have lived through the Civil War. And at least 45 were born sometime in the 1800s. The allegations come as an amended lawsuit by the Public Interest Legal Foundation. PILF claims that at least 21,000 dead people are on Pennsylvania's voter rolls and were not removed before the election. Pennsylvania still left the names of more than 21,000 dead individuals on the voter rolls less than a month before one of the most consequential general elections for federal office holders in many years, the lawsuit continues. During the Democrat primary election in Michigan, more than 840 mail-in ballots were rejected because the registered voters were dead. Attorneys with PILF have said nearly 350,000 dead people are on voter rolls in 41 states, as well as a significant number of double voters. Roughly 51% of those are in New York, California, and Texas, in addition to the swing states of Michigan and Florida. For more than a year, Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Research Director Eric Eggers warned that the nation's electoral process could be subject to mass voter fraud due to lax guidelines with mail-in ballots and unclean voter rolls. A 2012 Pew Charitable Trust study revealed that 24 million ineligible or inaccurate voter registrations are on state voter rolls. This means 1 in 8 voter registrations were either never valid or are no longer valid. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.